news. P. Diddy tries the nose cleaning machine with his daughters. Like,
what is a nose cleaning machine?
All right, so basically you stick this cleaning thing up your nose. It looks like a vaporizer.
Could you lighten your, I just want to see this, really. Yeah.
All right, so it's basically a vaporizer. And, but it just puts water in your nose to get all the mucus out your nose. And if you know, the mucus that's in your nose, it pretty much goes to the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And it's basically like you're drowning yourself a little bit.
So that's a good,
But, and the bottom thing is supposed to make all your snot and all your stuff like you...
Come out your mouth?
No. It's supposed to put it in the bottom of the machine. But it did not go into the bottom of the machine. And P. Diddy, like, choked, like, fucking twice.
Is he going to sue?
No, he did it with his daughters.
Okay. So it's supposed to be funny.
Right.
Okay.
And in other news, have y'all seen that shit with Steve Harvey and Monique?
Yeah, I didn't really see. I saw some memes about them wanting to fight. Like, it was a real tense interview or something. What was it? Because I saw some memes and they were saying Monique always want to fight or something like that. Or Steve Harvey was about to cry. And I'm just like, what is going on? All
right. And... yeah, that's shit real crazy. But another news, I want to say, Atlanta girls, y'all be about that life. So this is one of the things that I kind of looking at right now, and I want to let y'all hear this.
Sorry if it sounds a little messed up, y'all.
I'm going to stop it right there, but I'm going to definitely share this to my Instagram story.
What's it say here?
It says Atlanta girls be about that life.
So what was she doing?
So basically, it's just like, oh, you want to share your nigga or whatever, share your woman, whatever. I'll let y'all judge for what it is. And can I say y'all need to stop going in on these R. Kelly memes, because y'all be doing too. What the fuck? Hold the fuck up.
Kelly is a liar.
Yeah.
And what are you Atlanta girls doing? Are us Philly girls doing this too?
All right. So I don't know what this comedian thought he was doing. You know when you use the sick hand sanitizer, but the peroxide on your hands, and you used to light your hands on fire back in the day. That shit used to be funny. So this comedian thought it would be funny to do that shit and then put it towards his girl's private parts while they was doing a stand-up comedy skit. And I don't think it went the way that she thought it was going to go, because it looked like that shit burned.
I'm sorry, but I would have cut his throat. Took that clown-ass wig and drug him across the way. You don't burn my vagina.
Mm-hmm. So,
no.
So Blueface's son is very much interested in his money. So Blueface on internet put all his money or a stack of some money in front of his son. A couple hundreds, and I'm not going to say the rest because that's his business. But he put it in front of his son, and his son didn't even go for the rest of it. He went for the hundreds. The hundreds, the blue faces. Mm-hmm. See, blue face son like the blue faces. Ooh, bars.
Okay.
So, you know, it's always about what it do, you know.
Well, let's say this. I don't know. You tuned into the Midnight Hour 215. Let's get into another record.
Yo, what up? You already know what you listening to. You listen to the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast, right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know, it's your boy Haas. Let us go.
Before I lay down with this heat, I pray to God he let me sleep.
I'm tired of having bad dreams.
And if I die today, one of these niggas, they gon' meet they maker. I'm gang. Turn me up. Interviewers be asking me, like, what's up with you and these rappers in the city? I don't fuck with none of these bitch-ass rappers, nigga. They scared of me. That's on gang. Tell them I'm ready, don't hide now. It's up and I don't wanna talk it out. Stick dirty, I'm clutching it, riding round. For one of these rappers, I'm finna talk them out. Yeah. Internet beef, I decline that. But in
pull up, then I walk them down. First we hit up that grapple, then hit up that sprinter. I know all about they little hideouts.
Yeah.
The heavenly father, I know that I seen. In the city, they talking, they know what I need.
For real. I hit up that rapper, you made him famous.
Yeah, he barely made it, but we're not again.
Cash.
All I see is yellow, taping Beretta. Outside, I ain't lagging, don't think that I mean.
My reflect in the mirror, the devil, a nigga.
When I tell a soul, just go handle my business.
Play cheese, trying to get in my business.
I can't tell him too much, he's a blow.
He's a blow.
But he seen that video, nigga.
Oh, he did.
So he know that I'm down when I'm talking.
That's on God.
Lost, ask him out of body in Fort Worth.
What?
In my show, but I do not recall it. You heard that rapper got shot on the tollway?
Uh-uh.
No, I don't. Who? Whatchamacallit?
Gang.
Yeah, they murder.
What?
Murder. Tell them better be careful when we swerve up. They say they gon' murk us, gon' hurt us. Guess I got a dirt one, go get a shirt for me. This is murder, murder. No, and I ain't worried.
Okay.
I'm not skirting down. Riding with that 30,
okay.
Catch them lurking. Guess I got a dirt some, go get a shirt for me.
Heard that they keep talking reckless.
What?
Oh, they talking outside of they neck. Heard they put 10 on my head. So a shooter gon' end up in debt.
For real.
How you gon' pay for a body?
My body.
But tell the police I'm a threat.
You's a hoe.
They on IG playing gangster.
What?
Sir, I will not respond to that mess.
Yeah.
Body for body, we catch them looking right outside of the lobby. Tell them come down the block with that thing.
Yeah.
Police conviction, cause these niggas snitch.
Keep it in the streets, I will not say a thing.
No.
This rap shit is politics, I am not with it. They say that it's smoke, but they writing down names.
What?
And this my apology for anybody that jump in my way. Take that to the grave.
They say they gon' kill me with Harry up.
What?
To my son and my nephew gon' murder some. We catch them lagging, they on the run.
Yeah.
We walk them down with about 30-something. I'm in Oak Cliff at my daddy's shop.
What?
On Saint with Sean, I ain't scared of nothing. Cause really, I live what I rap about.
I go.
So these niggas know where I'm coming. Gang.
Hey, please leave me alone. I don't want no smoke. I don't want no friction. I'm scared. I'm a scared-ass, friendly-ass rapper. Please leave me alone. These niggas telling on me. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to do none of that. Please leave me
alone. Yelling murder.
Gang.
Murder.
Gang.
Tell them better be careful.
Gang.
When we swerve up.
Gang.
They say they gon' murk us.
Gang.
Gon' hurt us.
Gang.
Guess I got a dirt one. Go
gang.
Get a shirt for me. This is murder.
Gang.
Murder.
Gang.
No, and I ain't worried.
Bah.
Or not skirting down.
I'm not.
Riding with that 30.
Bah.
Catch them lurking. Guess I got a dirt some. Go
bah.
Get a shirt for me.
What up? You already know, man. It's your boy Highs, and we are back. Man, that was Mo 3 with 219. You already know, man. Mo 3 already got the music, the place to be. One of the topics of the day that I definitely want to talk about that came from I'm Your Future, Not Your Last. Where Cupid and my future husband? I'm your future, not your past. Or your last, however you want to say your name. I believe your future husband, man, is down the line. You just got to understand the stuff that's in your life. And I'm getting all this stuff from people on my live. So your future husband could be anywhere. When I mean anywhere, he could be anywhere in this world, anywhere in life. He could be put anywhere. So you just got to wait for him. He's going to come. If you're looking for a good man, a good woman, a good anything in life, all these things take time. And you got to learn to adjust to the person that, you know, trying to show you they're trying to be there for you. You know, I believe God, Buddha, Allah, whoever there in your life, whatever, you know, faith, whatever, you know, religion you believe in or you don't believe in any, but believe that whoever there, they're going to put something in your life that's going to keep you in your life. You know, that's how it go. Another topic came from... I'm your future, not your last. She said, I could talk about what's really going on lying while married. Well, if you are lying there and you're married and you sitting there with married couples and doing the shit that y'all doing, if you... lying or you just not into your woman no more, y'all fell out, you not into your man no more, there's a couple things y'all can do. There's a couple things you can always do, man. Look, it's either y'all can break up or y'all can make up. That's the only two things in life that you could do when it comes to stuff like this, man. Either you break up or you make up, because here at the Midnight Hour, it ain't nothing but people breaking up and people making up. You know, if y'all not working out, disperse, leave, break up, don't fuck with each other, you know, snap your fingers like Kevin Hart. gotcha, get out my face. It's all the things that you could do just to, you know, make your day better of, you know, not dealing with the person you're not happy with, you know. Ain't no reason why you're married and you're lying. If you love that person, then love that person. You don't need another man, you don't need another woman. But if y'all that couple that just like to be, would I say, be with other couples or be with another person, and y'all both cool with it, then do what y'all do and make it you, you know. Just do what y'all do. Because ain't no other thing in life that can really show y'all how to really be yourself. So, on that note, I'm going to get into this next song, and hopefully y'all like it. Let's go!
A new report ranks Orlando as one of the most dangerous cities in the nation, the 11th most dangerous place to live.
We report on crime all the time. Tonight, on the terrorist who perpetrated the deadliest mass shooting in the United States at a gay bar in Orlando, Florida. 15 are dead, including the shooter.
Yes, the voice is dead.
It happened in 1947.
I begin.